Hello, my name is Sophia Less, and it is Friday, May 29th, 2020. I'm recording this at home in Princeton, New Jersey. So I first heard about COVID-19 was when I was in school with my friends in one of my classrooms. It was an English class, and one of my teachers was like, bring hand sanitizer to school, I'm going to have some in class for you guys to use, and I was like, what is going on? Is this really necessary? Is this actually like a real thing that was happening? So I was definitely confused because I've never experienced anything like this before. And so it started to feel like an emergency to me once my mom was coming home, making me take a shower when I got home, and when my sports team was getting canceled. So I'm on a very competitive soccer team, and for us to have a practice canceled, it would have to be a big deal. Like, lightning won't even cut it for my soccer team sometimes. And so when our practice was canceled until like further notice, I was shocked, and it really felt like this was going to be a real problem. So personally, I've been lucky that I can hang out with my family. Both of my older sisters are home from college, so it's been nice to have more people around, but I feel bad for the people who don't have siblings or a close family, because it'd be really hard to deal without friends during this time. It's kind of a lot of personal things going on, and so right now I'm feeling really lucky and blessed that I live in this house and I have the resources that I have too. My mom is a doctor at CHOP, and so she's been going in every other day. Luckily, she works with children normally, so she's not necessarily in the COVID facility. However, she has to treat every patient like they might have it. So she comes home, she's like, don't touch me, don't come near me, I'm going to take a shower. She gets really stressed before she leaves for work, so personally it's been hard kind of talking with her lately, because she's been a little stressed about her job and where I've been, if I've been out of the house, making sure I'm safe. And so how have I changed my daily behavior? I've changed, as in I'm just way more aware now. It was my friend's birthday a couple of days ago, and so we had a drive-by, and it was weird. Like, it was nice that we all got together and I got to see everyone, but it was just kind of strange that we couldn't hug or we couldn't exchange gifts. We were just like, oh, we'll give it to you later. So I felt bad about that, but I mean, it was nice to see everyone from a distance. So what I found difficult about staying home, I personally find it really hard not to see my friends. I luckily have a really close group of five friends that I rely on for everything. Like, I always talk, I have classes with them. And so it's been surprising, it's not being able to see them like I used to be. But again, I'm so lucky to have my sisters who I can bond more with. They're both a little bit older than me. One's 5 years and the other one's 7 years older. So now that I'm finally of age kind of to like have a really good conversation with them, we can like drive around town, it's been nice to bond with them. So the atmosphere in Princeton right now, I would say it's really quiet. You know, I've been around town with my sisters. I've been going on a lot of runs and trying to increase my fitness during this time off. And it's just really strange to see people with masks. Like, as soon as they see me running, they'll like move to the other side of the street, which, I mean, honestly, I totally understand. It's such a scary situation we're in right now, but it's really quiet and kind of eerie. So my primary sources of news, I watch the news occasionally with my dad, and the only thing I hear about is COVID. And so, I mean, it's been nice to, like, know all the updates and information about it, but it's getting kind of tiring to hear the same news that they don't know how it's going to end, what's going to happen with it. And so I'm kind of getting tired of the news, but hopefully it'll change for the better soon. So COVID-19 has affected my school. I'm a sophomore at Princeton High School. So I've been having virtual classes. I have two Zoom classes every day, probably, which hasn't been too much work for sure. My classes have been relatively conscious of the fact that we're home, we're kind of stressed about this, so they really haven't been packing in the work too bad. So I've been lucky that I've had a lot of free time and a lot of time to like go outside. And I got a dog. I feel like I'm one of the many people during this time that got a puppy. But yeah, I got a mini golden doodle. So luckily for my family, it's been another great way to bond and kind of come together in the kitchen, hang out with him, take care of him. He's taking a nap in the kitchen right next to me right now, and it's just been a great way to, you know, even get outside with him, take him on walks every couple hours. I feel that the state and local response to the pandemic has been really careful. I feel like restrictions are not being lifted quickly, and they're being really careful about when to like let people interact, or like how groups of people should come together. And so I think overall they're handling this really well to try and keep as many people safe as well. However, I think eventually they're going to need to raise the limitations that were placed. So hopefully we can find a safe way to do that in the future coming up. If there's something I'd want people to know about my experience, is that I really took this time to develop myself. I mentioned that I played on a soccer team. I've been training. Luckily, the Princeton fields have been open, so I've been going there almost every day, if not every other day. And it's been a great way to stay fit. I go with my sisters. They both play sports in college. And it's been really nice to just be able to kind of develop myself and who I am as a person. And so, overall, I haven't had the worst experience with this. However, it is a very strange time that I hope will never happen again. Thank you.